This is Podcast Ping with Patrick McNamara. A young buckaroo rides into the tumbleweed town beside his Stetson-headed hero and enters a barroom filled with gritty gamblers playing with 53 cards. Then, as if invited by the patter of 88 keys, from the bar arises a face only a bounty hunter could love. And as the grotesque gunman reaches to his hip, and the silver star reaches for his, the boy reaches for another handful of popcorn. Little gray beings about 4 feet tall, with psychically focused minds, travel in starships to watery blue planet to meet intelligent mammals of varying size and epidermal color. But little gray beings seeking peaceful relations find conflict and combat abound, so little gray beings hide in night sky and seek answers in pastoral surroundings.
Well, I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch.
I looked Okay, Shorty, bring on this test. I tell you how it ended, I tell you some lies. Let's just say that on this night the force was on his side. I got all riled up, that threw me in the jail. I said I don't believe it, you oughta said that's why I failed.
One pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one lassie on the right, another on the left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch.
Rain falls down all over the town, washing away the grime, but as it falls on pavement and walls, it cannot clean the crime. It is dark and dreary in this sleepy place, a night your mother would dread. About all you can see through this ugly murk is that by morning someone will be dead. I walk in the night by streetlight glare, looking for those who've done wrong. It is quiet except for the sound of the cars, you can't hear the mockingbird's song. I was in a dark alley in the bleak of the night when a body appeared undressed. It was found by a man who was shocked by the scene. He looked very visibly distressed. The police were called and searched about, but it looked like the body was dropped. The area was clean of evidence. The investigation had ground to a halt. So I was called in to find the one who had committed this heinous act. They told me that she had been stabbed in the neck, so I went in search of the facts. It turns out her name had reputation. She had come from the upper crust. It didn't take long to find the place she had lived in before her airway was crushed. Her husband, it seemed, had disappeared too. He had left on a business affair. It didn't take long for me to discover his business was one to beware. With the staff's permission, I searched the house, including the trash in his den. That's where I discovered the bloodied weapon. The woman had been stabbed with a pen. In careless regard, it was thrown in the trash, so I carefully wrapped it in a bag. I now had my suspicions I had to confirm, so I took the pen to the lab. I was right about the pen being the knife, but I was wrong about who committed the sin. The husband was not the one evil killer. It was the butler who had done her in. So he was arrested and properly tried, and was given his proper reward. And it taught me a lesson I pass on to you, that pen can be just like the sword.
It's a politician!
I hate you!
Ninth Wonder's comic book, Isaac shows me killing Siler.
So you have the new issue?
No, I read about it in Wizard magazine.
Oh, out in Las Vegas on an internet site, a struggling mother strips for a fee, but make her mad and the fatal spankings are for free.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The penance are always on the run. We'll claim gold to her prom. Some say Peter is cool, could you say he's the bomb?
Literally the bomb?
Right now instead of in Japanese.
Because in audio format, nobody can read subtitles. So we must speak in broken English as if we were in a Japanese comic book.
So we are mangling the English language?
In a matter of speaking, hi.
Oh.
In days long past there lived a king of noble birth and kind. He yearned to see his kingdom grow and bring happiness to his land. He earned his people's pride and trust throughout his royal realm until he learned of a serious threat about to come to him. In a southwest cavern a dragon had come out from a long and lingering rest. It was hungry from its lasting nap and had started on a quest to find food and end its fasting as quickly as it could. With least haste to study what a past king had done to tame this wild beast, he hurried to his archivist to ask him for advice. Go east and seek out the will-o'-the-wisp in the creeping bog. He will tell you how to stop this anarchist from destroying your land and quell the dragon's fury. So with great speed the king set out over Dalen Hill to find him. He rode late into the night in search of his guide until he reached the bog. With fate at his back and sword at his side, into the stagnant water he entered. Now unable to hide, he approached the soft glow that the seer had to laboriously carry. "Hello, good sir," yelled the king. "I am need of justly guidance. What do you ask of a tortured old man?" as thusly will-o'-the-wisp. "I came for aid to a dragon who seeks to eat his fill of my domain. By daylight seek the one who can defeat the dragon to the north. You'll see his reflection when the lake meets with that of the sun." And as he watched the old man's face, it wavered with the light. Then with anxious glee the king turned away and savored his advice. In search of his knight he rode to the north, but favored his horse's fatigue. While moonlight shone, he walked along beside his steed to rest him as the night turned from yesterday into this one. With no strength left in either of the two, he stopped to rest his bones, and after a nap the weather was clear enough to show the sun in the midday sky. He neither felt like forward or back, but one choice had to be made. He had not found any knight, and had not done what he set out to do. As hot sun warmed the land, the king searched for relief from the heat the sun brought, as to aid a rich king so poor. And as he looked north, he saw there a lake and hurried to its shore. But when he reached the water where he could see what was there, he saw only himself in the lake. Glare from the sun shone back on the raw reflection of himself he could see. That's when he noticed his flaw in seeking a hero. He would have to take care of the dragon himself. So as fast as he could, he returned to his land, dragging his foolishness with him. And on his return, he found a wagon upturned and its contents spilt on the ground. He looked for the owner with no success. All trace was gone, save some drops of blood the donor had left behind. So the king rode onward in fear of his honor, to have left his people alone. With the fool's quest he had traveled on, he was not fit for his throne. He returned home and unraveled himself when he saw the damage the dragon had done. The baffled leader looked round at the garbage he found and the mess the creature had made. To stop all the carnage he had to stop looking and feature himself as a hero. So he found a good sword and a teacher of lore to tell him where to see the dragon's cave. He knew enough about the direction, but he still needed more details and stuff to find the enemies hiding. He learned to search under a bluff where Narrow started widening, so the king set out again to stop the great monster while biding his life on the task, and as blue sky turned into an evening gray, the king found a revealing clue. Some tracks in the ground led the way to the beast asleep on his gold, so with weapon in hand he laid the sword on the dragon to hold it against his throat, but he had not the heart to kill with a bold thrust, because no matter how mad he felt about the dragon, it was only trying to live. All the bad it had done wasn't really its fault, but the king could not allow the beast to attack again. Wit failing him, he didn't know how he was going to win, so the king sheathed his blade and stood, but now the dragon had wakened to see the noble act the king had made of letting the animal be. "I see you have a noble heart," said the dragon to the king. "It is by your goodness that I'm not dead, yet defeated anyway." With this the dragon faded as mist until nothing of it remained. By the act of kindness the king had won, and had come to know that sometimes you need to do things on your own.
Somebody once told me his school would not enroll me. I wished I'd stuck with muggles instead. 'Cause I'm freaked by the occult, and I swear a lightning bolt was the shape of the scar on his forehead. Well, the books keep coming and the films keep coming, and you thought Star Wars was a little mind-numbing. Must the whole world be an HP fan? It's a serious pain in the Azkaban. So much to read, so much to knock. Is this virus called Morlock or Warlock? So try every spell you've been shown. I'd rather be Sorcerer's Stoned. Hey now, you got Hogwarts, you got flu dust on me. Hey now, you got Wormtail, and your friends are Weasley.
Ride that broomtail, your sword.
'Cause you put the dumb in Dumbledore. You got house elves with attention disorders and a one-track mind that's 9 3/4. Hey, your mentor just might be a centaur, and if you've gone mad, blame Dr. Dementor. That whopping tree's got really good wood for some good love called Una Lovegood. My goblet's on fire, my butt feels worse, sitting through the steps an unforgivable curse. Hey now, you've got Hogwarts, and your Crookshanks bit me. Hey now, you've got mud blood, you've got Yule Balls yearly.
My name's not Murgrimmondor.
Fudge. I met a male fairy who said, "Hello, I'm Harry." I guess he'd never heard about Nair. I said, "Witch, give me that snitch, you little son of a Quidditch. And your dog's got an extra pair of heads." The wolves keep howling and the owls keep owling. There's a vault full of gold here for J.K. Rowling. Come riddle me this, would a snake prefer a bird named Fox or a fox named Fleur? So Peter's a rat, Hermione's a cat, and when it's Snape shift, will he shapeshift? And is it Cho Chang or Chang Cho?
Cho!
I'll never last through the last show. Hey now, you got Hogwarts, tell your hat to sort me. Hey now, you're a Horcrux and you're unicorn-y.
And all your wands are too short.
And you put the emo in Voldemort.
Ride those brooms till you're sore.
'Cause you put the dumb in Dumbledore.
A gun sparks, a knife sparkles, a bullet bolts, a blade jolts, a man schemes, a woman screams, a woman dies, a woman lies on the ground until body found by police, killer deceased, during flight, in the night, lovers no more, in film noir.
Yes, Doctor, welcome back indeed.
See him back on TV after all this time. Another pretty girl with him, hope she has a mind. The TARDIS, I hope it has the same design. And I hope the BBC won't throw him out this time. And when the day comes, I'm watching Doctor Who. God help you if you block my view. Everything will be alright once he's on the screen. I'll jump up and say, God save the Queen. 'Cause TV now leaves me so bored. I need my renegade Time Lord. Home is where your second heart is, and his is the TARDIS. Known as the Doctor, but don't work for no artist. Fox for forgot he is not half human, or what I would do to be one of his crewmen. You know the one place I would go, back to 89 to stop him from canceling the show.
See, the face may have changed, but the name is the same. Now he's back in the game, but without Sarah Jane.
Dalek that Katie Manning posed by, every day attacked by Cybermen and Cacti. We know that's a sofa, but we don't ask why. Sonic Screwdriver helps him thrive wherever he goes. He's like MacGyver on Survivor when he meets foes. Billy Piper, man, I'm worried that she might stink. Trying to find her forte, they'll end up fighting in sync. He flies a TARDIS like it was a tour bus. It's a police box without the donuts. Oscaro, you might just meet your maker. Flashing salt and pepper shakers. The Daleks we all love to hate, and like the Orchid Man's date, they love to exterminate. But how could they be so menacing? I often wonder. With just an egg beater and a toilet plunger.
See, the game is so lame with reality shows. All the same, they're to blame. Make my brain decompose.
Upon paper, script upon scrolls, text upon pages, lines upon rolls, tales within novels, scrolls within nooks, shelves within archives, words within books.
Thank you.
Reflections of the silver screen glancing back at us, rays of phosphors looking out from the glass-faced box, all our images moving through time, all our times captured in image, thoughts without form, forms without thoughts, actors moving through the stages of the past. Music on this podcast came courtesy of podshow.com at music.podshow.com. Music on this podcast has been Star Trek Amiga Trek Remix by Time Warrior, Jedi Drinking Test by Dust Rhinos, Holding Out for a Hero by the Great Luke Ski with Kerry Dalby, You've Got Hogwarts by Robert Lund, Welcome Back Doctor by Sudden Death, Song from Earthsea by Embertime, and Maple Leaf Rag by Walt Ribeiro. Poetry in this podcast has been Western, Little Grey Beings, Detective Noir, King's Dragon, Film Noir, Writing, and Reflections of Screens by Patrick McNamara. Podcast Ping can be found at podcastping.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening.